Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for the Likutei Halachos. Orach Chaim, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Tes. And today we dedicate the shir Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchok Leib, Reb Menachem, the father of our close friend Menachem Zwebner, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Ephraim, Reb Shmuel, the grandfather of Michal Sora Berger. The neshamas should have an aliyah. They should be melitzei toiv for the families and all of Klal Yisrael. And we also dedicate the shir for a complete refuah shleima and Yeshua for all those that need it. Rav Nosson Zal speaking about the concept of the toirois hanefulois, which people sometimes draw from, and that results in their making mistakes, doing things that are against Hashem chas v'shalom. And now Rav Nosson Zal relates this to the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which happens to be this week's parsha. We're going to be quoting now from the Torah reading of tomorrow, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Boi, Tovshin Pei Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas v'yovarti be'eres Mitzrayim, ani Hashem. Hashem says, I passed through the Egyptian country, I Hashem, ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi sorof. The word va'avarti means to pass through, and Rav Nosson Zal brings many times the targum of the word va'avarti is v'izgelesi, I was revealed in the land of Mitzrayim. We'll see how it applies here. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo kedei l'kabeles ha-toira. One of the main goals in leaving Egypt was to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu, when you take the Jews out of Egypt, they will serve Hashem on this mountain, referring to Har Sinai. Ve'ikar kabbalas ha-Torah tluya bebechinas birur hadalet alfananal. And the real success in receiving the Torah is dependent on the refinement of those dalet alfin, Shemishom nimsheches ha-Torah kanal, because that's where the Torah draws from. These Dalet Alfin are referred to as the Alephs of Hashem's name Ekyeh, when it's written in different formats. Now we know Hashem's name Ekyeh is usually associated with the sphere of Bina or Keser. And Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that that's where the Torah draws from. These spheroids, Bina and Keser, are above the Torah. The Torah is usually referred to as Tiferes, Emes, Titein Emes Liakov, and Yaakovinu is Tiferes. So the Torah is Nimsheches from these Dalet Alfin. V'chol ho'oisois v'hamoiv sim sh'osam Moshe b'Mitzrayim, and all of the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in Egypt, kulam hoyu hascholas hamshochas ha'Torah. They were all the beginning of drawing the Torah down to Klal Yisrael. Ki ikar ha-Torah hu legaloi selekusai boilam. Because the main purpose of the Torah is to reveal Hashem in the world. V'zeh hischil Moshe lahamshich al-yidei kol ho-isleis v'amoyf samanayroim shosa b'Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu started that process through all the great, awesome miracles and plagues that he performed in Egypt. Ki kol hamoifsim osa bekoyach ha-Torah shehischil lahamshich b'mare hasneh. Because all of these miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed, he performed them using the power of the Torah, which he started drawing upon himself when Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu all the way in the beginning in the burning thorn bush. She'oz nizgal eloy Hashem yisborach. That's when Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hoidi aloy shmoysov hakdoshim. And Hashem informed Moshe Rabbeinu right there about his holy names. Shehu hascholas hamshochas ha-Torah. And that's really the beginning of receiving the Torah. Ki oiraisa kula shmo dekutshe brichu. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the Torah is all names of Hashem. Ki bo oiraisa boro kutshe brichu alma. Because Hashem used the Torah to create the world. V'alkein. And therefore, Al yidei ha-toyro yecholin leshano is ha-teva velaso is moifsim noiroim. Because of the fact that the world was originally created through the Torah, and the world operates through the Torah, therefore it's possible to override nature and to perform miracles through the Torah, by connecting properly to the Torah. Ki kol hanhogas ha'olam al yodo, because the entire operation of the world is via the Torah. Umi shezoicha la'Torah, and therefore a tzaddik, someone who is zoicha to really connect properly to the Torah and to acquire the Torah, yochoy lahanig ha'olam kiritzoinoi, has the capability of controlling the world the way he wants. Velasois moifsim noiroim boilam, and to perform awesome miracles in the world. Shezel bechinas kol ha'oisois va'moifsim she'osa Moshe. This is the concept of all the great miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. Shehakol hoya bekoyach ha'toira shehischil hamshich. All of this was through the power of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu started drawing upon himself at the time of the burning thorn bush and throughout the time that he was performing those miracles in Egypt. Aval, however, machmashayesh misnagdim, shemekablem mitoirois hanefulois, me'alfen hanefulin anal, because of the fact that there are opponents, there are opposing forces to the Kedusha, and they draw and receive from the fallen Torahs, from the fallen Alfin, umishom nimshach hakoyach shel chartumei Mitzrayim. That's where Paroi's magicians in Egypt, that's where they drew their power from. She'osu gamheim belahateim kain. They also copied and mimicked the miracles, the plagues that Moshe Rabbeinu was performing. Ki bevadai gamheim ein lahem shum koyach kim al yidei shemishtalshem lahem eizi yenika mehatoira. Because they also, even the Egyptian magicians, they also definitely have no power other than the power that comes down to them, that spirals down to them from the Torah. Shemishom kol hachius v'chol hanhogas oilam. That's the life force and the control of the entire world. Rak shehei mekablim derech haklipois mehatoiros hanafulois. However, the difference between them and Moshe Rabbeinu, between them and the tzaddikim, is that they, the Egyptian magicians, the light comes down to them via these klipois, these forces of tuma, from the toirois hanefulois, from the fallen toirois. Vaydeze rotzu lehizgaber neged Moshe, and they wanted to use this power to try to defeat Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chol ma she'osa Moshe derech hakedusha al yidei koyach ha'toira hakdosha, osu gamheim al yidei shekiblu mitoiros hanefulois. And all the miracles and plagues that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to perform via holiness, through the power of the Holy Torah, they performed similar things by receiving from the toiros hanefulois. And this is what motivated Paroi and gave him the chutzpah to refuse to allow the Jews to leave. And all of this was because Paroi received from these his magicians, who receive their evil chachma, their knowledge of magic and things like that, from these fallen Torahs. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Al kein, therefore, Bishas Gemar Yitzias Mitzrayim, when it came to the completion of this mission of getting the Jews out of Egypt, Hashem Huchrach Hashem Yisborach Kaviyochel Lehizgalois Biatzmoi, Hashem was forced to reveal himself completely and to take over the controls, in a sense. Ki Hashem Yisborach v'hatoira koil ochad, because Hashem and the Torah are one. There's a famous quote from the Zohar HaKadosh, Kud Shebarichu V'oraisa v'Yisrael chadhu. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. V'ze b'chinas v'yovati beretz Mitzrayim. And this is what the pasuk refers to when it says, when Hashem says, I passed through Egypt. Ani Hashem, ani v'loy malach, etc. Ki ikar achizas hatoyrois hanafulois. Rabbi Nosson Zalnau is giving us a peek behind the curtain into the Sifrei Kabbalah, and he's telling us the power of these forces of Tumah to draw from the Torah comes only when this Torah Nefuah, when the Torah spirals down and cloaks itself in angels. Meaning it goes via the angels, bibchinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh speaks very often about Matat, the Malach Memtes, the chief angel in heaven, Shekolul Mishisha Sidrei Mishnah, who is a composite of the six sections of Mishnah that are the base for Torah Shebal Peh. Sheshom Yesh Achizas Toivora. There still is a hold of good and bad, tamei v'tohar, pure and impure, kosher pasul, osur mutar. In Mishnayis, we find this combination of right and left, back and forth. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, that's what this angel is all about. This angel is in charge of the 6 days of the week. This angel is associated with this Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and he has great power, authority that's given to him by Hashem, because he has the name of Hashem inside of him. This angel's name, Mem Tes Tes, Reish Vav Nun, is Bigimatria 314, Hashem's name Shakai. Vishom Tzrichin Birur Godol, and when the Torah is nislabesh in malochim, when the Torah comes down via these malochim, then it requires major effort, major refinement, levarer hatoiv mehora, to sort out the good from the bad, ho'emes me'asheker. Umi she'eino yzoiche levarer koroi, and a person who doesn't succeed in clarifying the Torah, in clarifying, separating the good from the bad, the right from the wrong, Azai, then the Gemara says, loy zocho nasis loy samoves, that if a person does not learn Torah properly, the Torah becomes a deadly poison to that person. Ki mekabel toirois nefulois hanal, because then that person receives the fallen toirois. Ki be'etzem, because Rav Nosson Zal says, in its essence, hatoira b'sharosha shehi kula elokus, bevadai ein achizo lahaklipois klal. The Torah in its essence, at its source, is wall-to-wall heavenliness, wall-to-wall spirituality, and the klipois cannot attach themselves to it whatsoever. Rak, kishuyuredes derech hamalochim kanal. It's only when the Torah HaKadosha spirals down through the heavenly worlds and it comes down via the angels, then it's possible for the klipos, the sitrachra also, to be able to attach themselves to it and to draw from it. V'alkein, and therefore, b'shas yitziyosam imitzrayim, at the time that the Jews were leaving Egypt, shohoyoshom achizas haklipos me'oid kayodua, when the forces of Tumah at that time were very powerful and they were still holding on to the Kedusha, as is known, Shehem Bechina Sachartume Mitzrayim. And an example of this is those magicians, those sorcerers that Paray had working for him, stargazers, magicians, sorcerers, Sheyonku Mitoirois Hanefulois Kanal. Their connection to Hashem was via these Toirois Hanefulois. Alkein, loy hoyo efshe lotzis mishon, ad shenizgale kaviochala shenizborach biatzmoi. That's why it was impossible for the Jews to succeed in completely getting out of Egypt until Hashem revealed himself completely. Kamei shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'ovarti beretz Mitzrayim. I passed through Egypt. And again, the Targum says, v'izgalesi, I was revealed. Ani Hashem, Ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi sorof, ani v'loi ashliach, ani Hashem, ani v'loi acher. V'choshev dalet pomim ani. The pasuk mentions the word ani 4 times. It's actually mentioned 6 times here. Could be 2 of the 6 are like introduction in a sense. So Rav Nosson Zal says it mentions the word ani 4 times, keneged dalet alfin, corresponding to those 4 alephs, because the word ani begins with an aleph, and the Tikkuni Zohar teaches us that in every word in Lashon Kodesh, the first letter is the main power of that word. Hainu shenizgala Hashem yisborach biatzmoi. Hashem himself was revealed. Shehu b'chinas etzem ha-Torah biatzmo, which is literally the essence of the Torah itself. V'loi nislapsho b'shum malach v'sorof. And the holiness was not cloaked in any angel whatsoever. And now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies a little bit more. There are many, many different levels and types of hislapshus haTorah, where the Torah cloaks itself in something or in someone. V'tekev kishenislabeshes be'ezah bechinas malach v'sholiach, the moment that the Torah cloaks itself in an angel or in any messenger, then there's the potential, there's the possibility for the klipois to be able to attach themselves to it, to connect to it. To change the truth, chas v'shalom. Shezeo b'chinas toirois hanefulois anal. This is this term, toirois hanefulois, that we've been using. Because there are many, many levels of Torah Nefula. There are cases of people who are involved in Torah Nefula where they change the truth completely. You have rabbis of the Reform movement and things like that who quote passages in Torah, and they change it, they misinterpret it and change it 100% completely, Rachmona Litzlan. V'yesh shenoite ma'at mehoemes. And there are other people who deviate a little bit from the truth. V'yesh she'enoi noite mehoemes kin ma'at ma'at she'yef shalahavchen klal. And then there are those who deviate from the truth a tiny little bit, where it's almost impossible for an ordinary person to recognize, to see that, to notice that this is not 100% accurate. Al kein, therefore, yefsher lotzeis mebechinas golos Mitzrayim. It is impossible to leave the Egyptian exile, shekoilel kol hagolius, which is a term that applies to all of the exiles of Klal Yisrael, because the word Mitzrayim means metzar, constriction, imprisonment. So every time that the Jews were imprisoned in some other country or some other place, that's called Golos Mitzrayim. Begashmius veruchnius. It's impossible to get out, both physically and spiritually, kiim alidei shezoichen letoiras Hashem be'emes la'amitoi. Unless we connect with the Torah of Hashem in its purest truth. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, V'ovarti Beretz Mitzrayim. I passed through Mitzrayim. V'targumoy, and the Targum says, V'izgelesi, I was revealed. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sorof, ani hu v'loy hashliach, ani Hashem, ani uvaloy acher. Oh, this is it's stressing so much that this had to be the essence of Hashem himself revealing himself. Shaloyeh b'hatoyra shum achizo me'acher klal. So that there's no attachment, there's no connection to anyone else or anything else. Rak tihyeh b'bechinas ani Hashem, ani uvaloy acher. Because Hashem and the Torah are all one. So it's got to be the level of Torah that has to be there, has to be this highest, purest level of Torah. Baruch Hashem. If you recall, we mentioned not that long ago a fantastic explanation that Rav Nosson Zal gives in another place in Likutei Halachos, where he speaks about the fact that when Hashem was considering creating man, we're told that he consulted with the angels. Hashem wanted to give us an example of how a father in a family, or how a king, or how a leader is supposed to behave. He's supposed to show humility and consult with other people to be willing to hear their opinion also. So Hashem consulted with the angels, and we're told that the angels of truth said, "Don't create man, Hashem. You'll be sorry. Man is sheker. Man is going to commit sins. You'll have trouble from him." So it's written that Hashem took the angel of Emes and threw it to the ground. And then it says, the angel of Emes said, "Hashem, what are you doing? I am your seal. I represent you. Hashem Alekechem Emes." There are psukim. Vatashlech Emes Arza. Hashem threw the Emes down to the earth, down to the ground. And then when the Emes complained, it says Hashem picked up the Emes. As the pasuk says, Emes me eretz titzmoch. And Rav Nosson Zal asks, just like many other commentators, what in the world is going on here? And especially, I don't understand. If this angel is the angel of truth, the truth was, yes, to create man. Proof is, we see Hashem went ahead with the creation of man. So how could the angel of truth say, don't create man? And Rav Nosson Zal explains, even though this angel is called the Malach of Emes, because it's an angel, and even though angels are completely spiritual, an angel doesn't have a body, an angel doesn't eat, wall-to-wall ruchnius, still, it's not Hashem, and cannot compare to Hashem in any way. So even though he's a malach of emes, his emes is many, many, many levels lower than the emes of Hashem. There's a pasuk, ve'emes Hashem li'olam. And therefore, the angel was speaking the truth. What he said was true. He was telling the truth. But there's truth, and there's truth, and there's a higher truth, and there's the highest truth. There are levels and levels within Emes. And an angel cannot perceive the Emes of Hashem because he doesn't have a body, because he doesn't have to go through the tests that a human being has to go through here on earth. And this is why Hashem took the angel of Emes and threw him, Vatashlech Emes Arza, threw the Emes down to Eretz, to the earth. Go down to earth, you spirituality, with a body, and fight the Yetzirah. And then the tzaddikim, who live on earth, and who go through all the battles with the Yetzirah, and they win, they succeed, they can achieve the Emes of Hashem. They can make a connection to the Torah on the highest, highest level of Emes, and they perceive the real will of Hashem. Just like we know when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, get out of the way, let me destroy the Jews and I'll bring a new nation. Moshe Rabbeinu hears Hashem speaking. He hears Hashem say, get out of the way, I want to destroy the Jews. And Moshe Rabbeinu knows that's not what he really wants. That's not what he really means. When he's saying, get out of the way, he's hinting to me that I'm in a position to block this, to stop this. So the tzaddikim, the highest, highest level tzaddikim, they go above angels, and they are able to be masig Hashem's emes, this higher level truth. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is referring to here when he says that in order for there to be a geula, in order for the geula to be finalized, it's going to take the highest, highest level of emes being revealed, the highest level light. Just like the Zohar Kodesh says that the word go'al, which means to redeem, redemption, in Atbash, in the code of Atbash, where you reverse the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last one, the second one from the beginning with the second one from the end, the word go'al becomes keser. So that in order for there to be a ge'ula, there has to be a light coming from the highest, highest place, that highest level light, that highest level Torah, that highest level of Hashem, Hashem himself revealing himself. That's what will bring about the geula. A question was raised that we spoke yesterday about hachnosas orchim, about taking a guest into one's home, that the Gemara says that's like bringing a korban tamid, And that's the tikkun for these Dalet Alfin, because the word Tamid, Tuf Mem Dalet, is bigematria four times Aleph. The question was, can a person fulfill that, in a sense, by entrusting tzedakah to a Talmud Chacham for him to distribute? The answer is, this is being asked today on Erev Shabbos. It's brought that one of the highest forms of tzedakah is tzedakah for Shabbos. Tzedakah for to give people the opportunity to make Shabbos for food, clothing, whatever the tzrochim of Shabbos are. And again, if a person is zoicha to give tzedakah for Talmidei Chachamim, for Shabbos, to enable them to make, that's one of the highest forms of tzedakah. And here again, that's like having the person, by giving the person the money to make their meals, that's one of the ways like you're having, they become your guest. It's as if they were in your home to a certain level. Oh, so now somebody asks, so all of us non-tzaddikim are doomed to Torah Nefula because it's only the greatest of tzaddikim? The answer is, if a person is on their own, if a person thinks that they can connect to the Torah by themselves, every Jew, the Torah is available to anyone and everyone, just like the guy who walks into a pharmacy. I don't need a pharmacist to tell me what to choose. I have eyes. I see the medicines here. I know this one is green, this one is blue, this one is more expensive, this one. I can figure out myself which medicine I should take, right? The same thing is about the Torah. A person who thinks that they can learn Torah by themselves and they'll interpret it correctly and they can practice Yiddishkeit by themselves without the assistance and guidance of the tzaddikim amitiyim, yes, it's very possible that they will not necessarily be zoicha to the emes, to the highest level truth of the Torah, that they will make many mistakes, Rachmona Litzlan. It's not eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and it's not a free-for-all. It's not for kids, in a sense, unless each person is, on the children and the older children are being guided and directed by the tzaddikim amitiyim. We know, for example, the Torah Shebichsav, the Karaites, they had the Torah, and they interpreted it 100% wrong, Rachman al-San, without the guidance of the Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara, the Mishnayis, the Gemara, the rabbis of the Gemara. We know next to nothing about the Torah. The mitzvah of tefillin in the Chumash takes up like two lines. In the Gemara, it's about 2,000 lines of to know how and all the details of the mitzvah of tefillin and all the mitzvahs. And we know that after a person learns Gemara, they still need tremendous clarification. We needed the Rambam and we needed the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and all the poskim of the Shulchan Aruch to add additional clarification. And until today, the tzaddikim in every single generation are making the Torah clearer and clearer for us, for little guys like us, to be able to connect to the emes of the Torah Kedosha. And there's tremendous room for error. There's room for error every step of the way. And a person needs the proper connection to tzaddikim amitiyim and a lot of tefillah and a lot of personal work to work on ourselves, to try to get rid of all of our taivos rois and midos rois, and then a person can hope to possibly be zoicha to the emes of the Torah.
My question is, we know that Rabbeinu withheld himself from doing muftim. Is there a specific reason that he didn't want to be mishanim the Teva?
There are actually a number of reasons. Number one, the Gemara makes a statement, dayoi ke'eved liois keraboi, that a servant doesn't try to be better or to supersede his master. If Hashem is bahastara, if Hashem is hiding, then the tzaddikim also hide. They emulate Hashem. That's one of the reasons. Number two, there's an element of risk involved when a tzaddik performs a miracle, when he changes the teva. If there's any issues as to why it shouldn't be done, etc., etc., and the tzaddik forces the issue, it could have harmful results. We have the well-known example of the Baal Shem Tov. The story, when we read the story of the Baal Shem Tov's trip to Eretz Yisrael, which Hasidim have accustomed to read that on Shlish or Pesach, where there was a couple who had come to the Baal Shem Tov, where it was physically impossible for them to be able to have children. And there's a whole story as to how they got to the Baal Shem Tov. And on the Seder night of Pesach, the Baal Shem Tov said to them, "You should know that your request has been granted." Meaning the Baal Shem Tov was saying, "I have seen to it that you will have children." And it's written that immediately as soon as the Baal Shem Tov said that, he fell down, like his head went down. And he was in a very, very deep, deep contemplation state. And then at one point he said, "So I'll serve Hashem without Olam Haba." And then a while later he came out of this with a smile. And the Baal Shem Tov revealed afterwards that what happened was that as soon as he made that statement that their request was granted, that they will have children, there was an announcement in heaven, who did this? You know, because this required a complete change of nature, a complete overriding of nature. And it was discovered that the Baal Shem Tov was the one that did it. It was decreed that he forfeits his Olam Haba for this. And at first, when the Baal Shem Tov heard that, the Baal Shem Tov had worked very, very hard to get to this point. And when he heard that he lost all of his Olam Haba, at first he was really concerned about it. But then he brought himself to a level of saying, "Wow, this is an opportunity. Now I can serve Hashem without Olam Haba, without any thought of getting any reward whatsoever." And at that point, the Satan stepped in and said, "No, no, no, give him back, give him his Olam Haba." Because the Satan knew that if he serves Hashem with a clear understanding that he has no Olam Haba, he'll get to much, much higher levels even. But we see from that story and other stories that this issue of performing miracles is a delicate issue. It's not free-for-all. It's not simple. And even among the great tzaddikim. Now, by Rabbeinu Zal, one of Rabbeinu Zal's students once mentioned this, that the biggest miracle, we know that one of the greatest miracles is Tchiyas HaMeisim, bringing a dead person back to life. A physically dead person back to life. But an even bigger miracle is bringing a spiritually dead person to life. Rabbeinu Zal once said it's easier to rectify and elevate 1,000 souls than it is to take a living person who has bechira, free choice, and bump him up one rung on the ladder. That's much more difficult. And Rabbeinu Zal's work, we know, Rabbeinu Zal throughout his life and after his passing, his focus was on this. His focus was taking Jews who are spiritually dead on, and again, many levels. A person can be 1% dead, a person can be 99% dead spiritually. To take Jews who are spiritually dead, who are asleep spiritually, and to wake us up, to give us new life in Torah and Tefillah, to open our eyes and hearts to a level of authentic Judaism, where the person, it's like they never, I didn't know what Yiddishkeit was until I came into contact with this tzaddik who opened my eyes completely to a different league of Yiddishkeit.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Morning, Rav Nosson.
Good morning.
Could Rav Nosson please clarify what it means that the Torah is mitlabesh in things?
My answer is, as soon as I find out, I'll let you know. That's my first answer. But my second answer is that it means that there's a concept that's mentioned throughout the Torah, and especially in Sifrei Kabbalah, of light and vessels, oirois and kalim. We know everything. We know coffee, a drink. You have the drink itself and you have the vessel that it's in. Usually, the vessel is referred to as a levush, a garment for the light that's inside of it. So when we talk about the Torah being mislabesh, the Torah is referred to as light. Kiner mitzvah, the Torah oyer. Hashem is oyer. The Torah is oyer, light. And this light sometimes is given a levush. It cloaks itself. It can be inside of an angel, kaviyochel, where the malach is a levush, a garment, a vessel for the Torah, or inside of a tzaddik, in a sense even, inside of a person. We know the body and the soul. The body is a levush for the neshama. It's a garment-like. Rabbeinu Zal made a comment that towards the end of his life, he said he wanted to go to higher and higher places that he couldn't get to while he was still wearing this garment. He has to remove his shirt. He used the word in Yiddish, the hemdel. He has to take off his shirt in order to go to higher places. So again, the usually a lower level ruchnius is referred to as a levush for the level above it. This terminology is used very, very often in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus.
Thank you, Rav
Nosson. Sure. A question, Rav Nosson Zal, in the final line of this halacha says, Kutshibrichu v'oiraisikul, Hashem and the Torah are one. And we mentioned that the Zohar Kodesh says, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jews are one. Rav Nosson Zal here is focusing now, right now, on this issue, that in order for the Jews to get out of Mitzrayim, Hashem himself had to step in. Which means it had to be the highest level of light, the highest level of Torah, revelation of Torah in a sense. Again, we were the ones who are being taken out of Golus. We're also part of that oneness. It's Hashem, the Torah, and the Jews. But we were the ones who are in Mitzrayim at the time. We're the ones who are steeped in this Tumah and everything. And we need to be taken out by Hashem. But again, Hashem and us are really one. I was learning this morning with the Chavrusa about this in Likutei Halachos and Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this concept, the whole concept of before creation and after creation, that we know in Ruchnius, we're always told Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and the Torah is one. There's a famous quote, Elu v'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, that whenever we see two rabbis arguing in the Torah, in Mishnais, this one says kosher, this one says pasul, this one says tomei, this one says tohar, complete opposites. And the Torah teaches us, Elu v'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. These are all the words of one Hashem. And the first letters of divrei Elokim Chaim spell the word Echad. That what seems to us sometimes like two are really one. So here again, Hashem is taking the Jews out of Egypt. I don't get it. Hashem and the Jews are one. You're right. Rav Nosson Zal writes there that this concept is something that we cannot understand today. We cannot understand how pe'ulos mishtanos, how things that seem different are really, really one. But again, from our perspective down here, this is the way it looks to us. That there's Hashem and the Jews. We know that L'shem Yichud Kudshe Barichu Ushchintei, the Shechina and Hashem are one. The Shechina is the Jewish people. It's all really one. But on our level, we perceive it sometimes as two.